The W.E. Rowe Building was built in 1884 and originally sat on the southwest corner of Highway 10 and Central Avenue. W.E. Rowe had his harness shop there until about 1906. Lettering on the facade was uncovered during the restoration and was repainted as it originally appeared. The building was used as a general store, a restaurant, and a coffee shop for many years before it was relocated to Calliope Village. This area also has some small but interesting facts from local history, such as the 1913 letter from the local WCTU to Mayor Walter Scott, demanding that the laws be enforced against gambling and bootlegging. The harness shop area on the left now contains the interior of an old Haywarden post office, complete with a mail handcart, which had been placed in storage for over 60 years. Look closely at the mail sorting bins and you'll discover names of area families along with the original rural mail routes around Haywarden. Moving through the rear of the building, you'll find the framed 1886 charter of the Calliope Masonic Lodge, an unusual cannonball-style safe, a collection of Haywarden Independence from 1890, and a large display case containing many pictures and other items from local history. In 1984, John Harmelink donated the building to Calliope. It was moved from 18 Avenue E. Dave Hoogestraat obtained the services of the Naval Reserver Construction Battalion to help re-roof, wire, and do other volunteer work to the building. The old Haywarden Post Office was donated by the family of Carl Fleshman in 1987.